I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, this is lovely, Matt. Is it about me?
It's a ballad of Matt Richardson. A very, very sad story.
Does he ever lose his virginity?
Not to anybody else.
Hi, Matthew Willis. How are you?
I'm really good, man. I'm really good. How are you, Matt Richardson?
I'm really good. I had my first ever coronavirus test.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm assuming from the way they put it in you, the coronavirus lives on the back of the inside of your skull. Because that's absolutely what it feels like they're scraping.
Yeah, I had one of these too, and it was horrendous.
Yeah, it wasn't pleasant. It's fine. It's going to be fine, isn't it? But we've got a fabulous episode today. A man that I think both of us know quite well. I think the nation know him quite well. Ryland Clark, who is probably a national treasure now.
I think so. I think he's going to be going down in history, Ryland Clark. He really is.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, in thousands of years, they'll uncover his remains, just a skeleton with amazing teeth.
Exactly.
And everyone will go, oh, yeah, I remember him.
I mean, you may know Ryland from, originally from X Factor. He was a star of X Factor, you know, maybe not have won it, but won the hearts of the nation. He was the host of Big Brother's Bit on the Side for years. He won Celebrity Big Brother. He was a host on Extra Factor, took over from some other fucking idiot. He presents Ready, Steady, Cook. He presents Supermarket Sweep. I mean, he does a lot, and I mean a lot. He's on the radio as well. I've heard his voice on Radio 2 as well. He's all over the place. He is a superstar.
It's a fabulous episode. He's really funny, and it's really interesting, so enjoy.
I'm Matt Richardson, Heat Magazine's Weird Crush of the Year 2014.
And I'm Matt Willis, from Busted.
We are Guilty Pleasures, and in our new podcast, celebrities confess what they get up to when no one's watching. And then we decide whether they're good, bad...
Crack on and stop feeling embarrassed about it.
Or bad, bad.
Go straight to bed, no tea, and think about what you've done.
Because if we think it's bad, bad, you know you're a wrong'un.
You've got the biggest one I've ever seen, Matt Willis. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I'm overcompensating, Ryan.
Honestly, you have got the biggest one I've ever seen in my life.
Mine's only little.
Yeah, Matt Richardson, it's only little.
It works really well, though.
I've heard it works all right, and it sounds like it works well. But Matt Willis, your one is massive. It really is massive.
With mine, though, you just have to get quite close to it for it to be effective.
Right. Okay. Is that the same with your Matt, or have you got the range as well?
I've got range. You can you can feel the force from far away from
that. Yeah. I can see. We probably should say to people that we're talking about your microphone.
Just to be sure. Yours is very impressive. Yours looks very pro.
I mean, mine lights up, mine spins around, mine does it all.
Yeah. It's a proper professional job.
Yeah. I have got a professional one, let me tell you.
Can we talk about the room you're in quickly, Ryland? Can we just have a little discussion about it? Talk us through where you are.
So I am currently in a purpose-built soundproof room that has shards of ice on the wall, and I am sat on a massive light-up shard of ice with fur that's also known as the diary room.
Yes, mate. Amazing. So you have your own diary room in your house?
Well, yeah, they knock mine and your wife's down, so I've had to build my own one.
Fuckers.
Bastards.
The thing is, like, that house looks exactly how I imagine your house would look.
What, like a brothel?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd be really disappointed if you lived in sort of like a really plain, normal house.
Well, the room I'm currently sat in, especially with the lighting, it is a bit brothel-y. So did you think I lived in a brothel?
I think it looks a little bit like do you know in the old Superman movies when he goes back to Krypton?
Yeah.
In that ice palace, bedroom, it looks a little bit like that. I like
and
it.
And I look like what is it? It's not Zod. What's it?
Is it Zod the baddie? Yeah. You do look a little bit like it. Zod. It's a little bit like
I'm gonna whip me kryptonite out in a minute.
It looks like, your house looks like it might have a VIP section you can get bottle service in. Like that's sort of the vibe it's got.
If there's not rope, I don't want it. Do you know what I mean? No, I'll let anyone stray in. I don't mind.
Do you miss Big Brother, Ryan?
Do you know what? Every single interview I do, like whatever show I'm working on, anything like that, everyone always brings up Big Brother. And I wish I was that person that was, you know, very dignified and was, you know, it is what it is in TV. But I'm not. I fucking hate the fact it's not here. Like, yeah. And I'm so gutted. And the thing is with me and Em, I'll never forget when me and Emma found out that it wasn't coming back. It was literally the night before that we started what was the final series. And at the beginning, Emma was angry. And at the beginning, I was upset. And then as the course of the series run and we got to finale night, and I remember you were there, Matt.
Yeah.
Like, Emma was then upset and I'd hit angry. It's like we'd gone, we'd crossed paths somewhere in the middle. She began angry and then ended upset. I started upset and then ended angry. And it was just so strange to know that we'd just done our last Big Brother. And then I think the real telling point, and I remember speaking to Emma about it, was when we both first went back to L Street. I think Emma went for The Voice. And I think I went for Strictly, and it was the first time we sort of saw the house not there, and that was just like, it was like a stab wound. That's how it felt.
It is always very strange. I mean, we live very
round
close
the corner.
To
exactly.
we moved because we were like, well, it's perfect for your job. It's perfect for work. Like, I live in fucking L Street now. Have you seen Boreham Wood High Street, Rylan? This is where
I... sushi place at a Weatherspoon. Stop fucking moaning.
Yeah, so fucking Big Brother, goddamn you. Shall we have your first confession then, please?
Okay, so I do this weird thing that I've done since I was a child, and I don't know why I do this, but if ever I need to go to the bathroom, I have to be completely naked, no socks, nothing.
Every time.
This is a number two we're talking?
I don't like talking about, you know, crass things, but yeah, no, I'll just whack that out. But when it comes down to the other, I've just got to be completely naked. Like, I couldn't even have a sock near me.
Really? So, see, you're not the first one that has brought this up, right? This is the thing, like Tom Fletcher from McFly. Also, what does he do? Take his top off, is that right?
I just can't. I don't know what it is. Like, I just feel like I just need to be naked. I can't have anything touching my skin when I'm doing that.
Is it because you're disgusted at what's happening? You look like...
I don't know. I think it all stems back to when I was younger, I remember my mum in a house that we lived in London. Do you remember those padded toilet seats? They were padded, they wasn't hard.
I remember.
So one thing I do is I've got to be naked because I think I felt very restricted with the padding. And two, I don't actually sit on the toilet seat. I have to lift the toilet seat up and have to sit on the edge of the toilet.
Whoa.
See, you sit on the bowl?
Yeah.
You sit on the porcelain?
Yeah, I sit on the porcelain. So every time, I will always lift up the seat, sanitise, clean, and then sit on that. I can't sit on a toilet seat. And I think it stems back to the padded seat.
Because it was so awful that you...
Because it was just like sitting on the sofa, shitting yourself. It's not right, Linda, for fuck's sake.
But you don't have a padded seat now, right?
No, of course I don't. But it's just... afflicted on my ass that I can't go anywhere near a toilet seat.
I feel like we have to resolve this for you. I feel like we need to find a way around it.
Pickmans or something.
Yeah.
I'm genuinely like confounded by this. So if you're out in public and you need
to... Don't happen.
You just don't do poos in public.
I would rather die.
What about on a...
Really? What about if it's desperate? I mean, come on. There's got to be the time when you're caught out.
No,
what,
never.
What about on a plane?
No, are you joking? That's the worst... Oh, my good God.
No, but...
I mean, even for me, I'm like 6'5". Going to piss on a plane is like an acrobatic experience.
Oh,
but
my God.
Doing that, you are taking... No way. If it's not in my house, I'm not doing it.
So you just don't go to number twos out of the house?
Absolutely not. No way. No way.
The first thing I do whenever I get to any hotel room I go to in the world is have a poo.
No way.
The first thing I do. I christen that as my domain.
No, I feel sick, violently sick. Absolutely not. Can't tell.
Really?
That's my house or no house.
Mate. And how long has that been an issue? There's a lot of issues here that I think we need to unpack.
I think it just stems back to these awful childhood memories. There was another one where I remember I was probably about 7 and I was allowed to play out. And I grew up in London. So sort of playing out in London, you sort of... It weren't like where I live now in Essex. Like, if I had kids now and letting them play out, it'd be very different. But in London, you know, you've got busy roads, there's a lot of people about and stuff like that. And next to my old house in London, there was these two little parks. And, like, they were, like, sort of little mews, if you like. And me and my friends from the street were allowed to play in them up until about 6, 7 o'clock. Because my mum used to say, "That's all you stand out till the prostitutes will get you." That was her line. So I grew up frightened of prostitutes, and now half of them are my friends. But yeah, so I remember it was about 10 to 7. No, that's a lie. It was about 6:30. And I knew I had 30 minutes left, but I really needed to go to the toilet. And I was only about 7 or 8. But I knew, and we've all been through this as adults now, we can all look back. If I went home at 6:30, 25 to 7, the first thing my mum would say is, "Right, you're in now. You're in now. That's it.
Yeah.
No, you're not going out now. You're in now. That's it. Your dinner's ready. You're in now." You know the in now line.
Yeah.
So I thought, right, okay, well, there's a bush. I can do that. And I did what I had to do in a bush. And it was only when I did what I'd done, I realised that, hang on, I need toilet paper. Like, why didn't I think about this? And I will never forget, my brother bought me my very first pair of Calvin Klein boxers, and I thought I was well-armed. I thought I was a millionaire because I had Calvin Klein boxers, and it was the only thing I had, so I had to use them and throw them in the bush. And I was devastated my favourite pair of pants.
Should have used a sock.
I don't think I was wearing socks, to be honest. I think I was trying to be cool with like a pair of flossies or something.
So you only go in your house, and how do you stop yourself going then? If you're like out and about, do you take Imodium, or do you just know that you don't go?
It just automatic. It's like, no, not today. Thank you very much. All the best. Next.
I'm more concerned about the toilet seat thing, about pooing on the porcelain bowl.
Yeah, that's because much stranger.
That's stranger than the getting... Well, I can now imagine you naked, perching on the end of this little tiny porcelain bowl.
You, Matt, just don't tell your wife.
And also, like, and because you're so tall, like, just sort of perch with all your limbs hanging over the end, like some sort of Essex spider.
Feel like sitting on an actual toilet seat is like... Does your... I know this sounds weird, but does, like, your ass fit on it? Like,
yes, better than it does on the porcelain.
Yeah, but does it not feel restrictive? Like, oh, like it's cupped. Like your cheeks are cupped.
I think that's the idea. Is to kind of keep you in one place.
Pushing your cheeks together.
Well, you can. I'm sure you could help.
Maybe I need to really seek some type of medical advice because I feel like if I could stand in a field naked, then I probably would do that. But sitting on a toilet seat is like cuppage. No, but I get to the point sometimes where in my bathroom, if I need to go and I have to take my clothes off and then I sit down, if I can see my sock on the floor, that affects me. And I'm like, no, open the door, throw the sock out of the room, shut the doors, clean, cleanse, sanitary.
Do you get naked in your bedroom and then go to the toilet naked, or do you get naked in the loo and put your clothes outside?
It depends how I'm feeling, to be honest. But it's not where I get naked that's the priority. It's the fact that I have to get naked and then the floor has to be clear. Like, if there's a towel on the floor, I won't go.
Really?
Like, it's as simple as that. I couldn't do it. It wouldn't happen. It just would not happen. So the towel has to be... I suppose it's a little bit OCD, but it's like I need the floor completely clear, everything in its perfect position.
But you don't
otherwise
poo on the floor.
No, I know, but it's if there's something on the floor, that shouldn't be there. Not today. Go away. Let me have a clean sanitary area that is clear. God bless you. Is clear. And just let me be at one with my arsehole.
So what if you went to, say you went to, say you came to our house for the weekend.
Right.
And during that weekend, you are going to need to poo at some point.
If I was to come to the Willis's for the weekend,
yes. There
would be none of that going on. There would none of that. I would even, if I was that bad, Matt, like, with all due respect, me going to the toilet, it's not a terrible thing. It's not like, oh my God, who's been in there? It's nothing like that. As you know, I'm a robot. It like comes out in cubes and it's completely clear and looks like ice. But I would probably rather, if I was in such a state, I would rather go over the fields at the back of your house, hide somewhere and do a Calvin Klein at 7 years old.
Really? That would be your preference.
I mean, that wouldn't be my preference. I'd just drive home. But I just couldn't do it. I don't know what it is. It's weird. I know it's weird, but I've heard people are a lot weirder than I am.
And is your husband started doing the same as you? Have you inspired it in him?
I think he now doesn't sit on the toilet seat.
Really?
Which I know is really, really strange. But I'm sure, I don't know this for definite because it's not the sort of thing we just talk about every night. But
no, of course.
I'm sure about a year or two ago, I think I knew he'd gone to the toilet or whatever. And I was like, why is the seat up? He was like, oh, well, I always sit on the thing now because you don't. And it's sort of like a habit. It's like, it's habitual. I don't know. It's weird. It's really, really weird. Right. Like, I mean, technically, we could have no toilet seats
anywhere. Yeah, I was just thinking. Why
even the ladies would just have to wish you all the best. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, but, you know, two blokes live in your house. Get rid of the toilet seats.
Exactly. Well, you know, but then Linda comes over and she'll start moaning me mother. So, like, it's all of that. But, yeah, it's just weird. I don't know why. I've just always been the same. It's like a weird thing. The worst part of me to have anything on is my back. If I'm doing that and there's even, like, I know this sounds stupid. My hair, you can see on the camera, it's got quite long now.
Yeah.
I would have to... There's a hair bubble by my toilet because I would have to...
You have to put your hair up.
The back bit of my hair up in, like, a little pony because, no, something can't touch my neck. What the fuck?
Just in case you get shit on it or...
No, just in case it's touching me. What is going on? No, bear. Honestly, if my hair grew quicker than what it does now, I would shave my head before I went to the toilet.
Oh my god!
Every
this
time
is so
I would
weird.
Do a Phil Mitchell and just shave my head, genuinely.
I really don't know what to like.
I'm not well. It gets weirder every time you say something else.
Yeah,
I am
like
not well.
At first I was like, oh well, you know, we've all got our things, but this is getting more and more.
I mean, this is
unraveling.
Like a Trisha special. Like, do
this
you know
is,
what I mean?
It is.
This feels like a Channel 5 documentary waiting to happen. following you round, go the man who can't poo. And
yeah, literally followed by spray tans. I don't need a man or something.
Matt, how are you feeling about this? Good, bad, or bad? I'm really sort of, I don't even know what to think about this.
I'm in two worlds because I'm like, well, you're not hurting anything. It's not that bad. You know, you just take your clothes off to go for a poo. But the more you went into it, I think you have an issue here, Ryland.
I think I have.
I'm sorry, Ryland. I think this is bad, mate.
At the end of this podcast, do you give like advice lines that I could call or anything?
I don't think there's.
No.
I think we'd have to set one up for you.
Yeah, can you? Just put an automated person on the end. I won't know the fucking difference.
Because it would be different. If it was like. If it was like, I need to be naked to poo because I just like being naked when I poo, I'd be like, all right, cool. It's just like a nice thing. But it's not a nice thing. It's
but
actually.
Maybe it started like that and then it just turned into, no, this is a necessity.
Right.
I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Look, I think the thing is, you're not hurting anyone, but it's just but it just feels like it's a real pain for you.
So what are you feeling, Matt? What's your gut feeling about it?
I mean, I don't want to have a gut feeling because, you know, I want to be like our guest. I think it's bad as well. I think this is really weird, mate. This has really unsettled me.
Is this the end of my career?
No, but if you now sort of killed loads of people, I'd be like, well, yeah, obviously, the poo thing.
All makes sense.
Yeah,
mass
like,
murderer.
Well, the signs were there.
Mass
the
murderer.
Signs were there from the beginning.
I think we're going to have to go bad. I'm really sorry.
Oh, God. Do I get a prize?
No, unfortunately.
No, you definitely don't.
Okay.
Like a lifetime supply of Imodium.
Well, I'm just damaged. Yeah. It's that simple.
Let's redeem you, Rylan, with your next confession, please.
All right, my next confession is I rob from work a lot.
Oh.
A lot.
Wait. You work in telly?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Cameras.
Yeah. I'm quite lucky enough, like for the shows that I sort of work on, like we worked on Big Brother and Emma did that on the last season. Rylan did that every season.
So what are we talking here? What are we talking? What kind of things do you steal?
Okay, so Big Brother, genuinely, I live in a Big Brother house. That is pretty much it. Like, don't get me wrong, I build houses, I pay for furniture, I do all of this. I'm not one of these Instagram people that's like, oh, sofa from so-and-so, look at me lounging on it with my tit hanging out. That's not me. I don't do that. I'd rather buy it. But I have, at my house, got a sheep in the back garden that was in one of the gardens of Big Brother. No, it's not real. Oh, right. It's a fake one, but the foxes and the ravens and a pheasant have definitely mistaken it for a real sheep because they always get startled by it. I watch them.
Right.
I've got so much from Big Brother, but I'm talking like shit. And like, I mean, I've got the welcome pack from the last series of Big Brother. I broke into the Big Brother house at 4 o'clock in the morning, that morning, the night of the finale. I think you'd even gone. There was no one there. The house, which I'd never seen before, was physically locked with a key.
Whoa.
The security door was locked with a key. I managed to sweet talk someone, got the key, went into the Big Brother house on my own. There wasn't a light on, nothing. I went in there. I did my very own supermarket sweep. And then just before I left, I went and sat in the diary room. It was pitch black. I had to put my phone on, turned my phone light on, and just sat there just for 5 minutes because I knew I was never going to sit there again. And then I left and I physically locked the door of the Big Brother house that night, knowing that even though it went on the telly, I was the last housemate to sit in that diary room.
Boom.
That was that.
I like
and what
that.
Did you
like
nick
that.
Anything from there, that last little trip?
Oh, loads of stuff from the last one. Like, and I don't rob because I want it. I rob because in my head I'm like, oh, it's a memory. Do you know them like really useful storage boxes that you get, the big clear plasticky boxes, stuff like that? I've probably got about 40 of them and they're labelled X Factor, Big Brother, Ready Steady Cook, Strictly, Supermarket Sweep, this show, that show, rah, rah, rah. And in those boxes are your standard, what probably people that work on those shows have, like a couple of cue cards from the show or a couple of this. In mine is like cushions, soft furnishings. I could open a small branch of IKEA. It's like the Argos catalogue out there. It's unbelievable, mate. So, rest in peace.
On but Supermarket Sweep at the moment, what have you nicked from that show?
I haven't been shopping for about 3 weeks.
You just take the food.
Well, listen, at the end of the day, we are all about zero waste on that show. And every 3 days...
No. You can't justify it by making it some sort of crusade for the fucking environment.
Right, look, every few days, right, all of the produce goes to like food banks, baby banks, all this like fresh stuff that's maybe gone off slightly because of the lights that goes to the animal sanctuary. So like you see like pigs noshing on a pot noodle. Like it's lovely. Like I wish them all the best. And obviously all that food goes to these amazing charities and stuff like that. But if by some chance on the last day I went round with a trolley and some false eyelashes and maybe a disposable barbecue and things like that fell into said trolley and then into a suitcase that I may or may not have brought in the day before and left in my dressing room, ain't my fault. That isn't my fault. I got caught up with the game and all I will say is, yes, what happened last series? All 6 shopping trolleys went missing. Was it my fault? No.
Oh, but the thing is, like, I guess it's part of the perk of the job, isn't it? No one stops you when you're the talent.
It's not part of the perk of the job, like, because
if a cameraman was doing this, they'd get fired.
Yeah, but I encourage it because I'm not like a secret robber. That is the first thing. Like, I am the most honest robber. Yeah, I'm the most honest robber going. I'll be like, I'm taking this, and people will go, ha, ha. I go, no, I am actually taking it. And they're like, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, of course you can. And we'll bring it back in a minute. And then I'm like in the car, windows down. Guys, it's in the boo. I'm taking it.
What would you and would you not steal? Where's the line?
I mean, in my eyes, the line's very blurred, if I'm being completely honest. I am a professional thief, but I think, well, put it this way, a fashion show that I worked on, that I hosted, there was this massive neon sign that said The Fitting Room. A massive neon sign. It was like a big arrow. It was probably like 10 foot wide. And, you know, that's where you draw the line. You can't rob something like that. A little outfit from Marx's that's on the rails that's supposed to go back, and some poor girl's got to sit there and go through 4,000 receipts and can't account for it. Yeah. All right, you know, if that ends up in your bag, you know, just give them a little heads up. You know, lose them receipts, it's not a problem. But actually, when you do toe the line and go, oh, I would have liked to have robbed that, but, you know, I'm not that bad. 2 weeks later, the fucking neon sign turned up at me ass as a thank you. So, like, it's all about being honest. It's all about being honest.
A thief works in mysterious ways.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It really does. I do wish I'd stolen more.
You must have stolen. So X Factor, Matt.
I didn't really take
know.
Much.
Right, Matt, do you want to know what I stole? Because when I did Extra Factor, obviously I buried it for good, but that was the last ever series of X Factor at Fountain because the studio was shutting down. I've got the Studio One light up sign that I've ripped out of the ceiling. I've got the RX and TX sign that I ripped out of the gallery. Literally ripped off the wall because I thought, fuck it, I'm helping them. If they're bulldozing it, I'm doing them a favour. Do you know what I mean?
Fair point. If it was just going to be chucked.
Saving someone a job. I've also got the plaque on the door of the voting room that I stole from X Factor, the voting room plaque. And I've also got the Fountain Studio sign from when you walk into the reception. And I just ripped it down on the way out and left.
See, I don't know.
That says Fountain Studios.
It says Fountain Studios, yeah.
I wish I'd done, like, because now during lockdown, I could have sold a lot of that and it would have really helped things out, you know.
And actually, adding to that, remember when South Bank shut down, ITV, all of our homes for like ever, I ripped off this massive board that was sort of directions, you know, that said like Studio One this way, this that way, lifts that way, ITV canteen that way. I just ripped it off the wall and fucking walked out with it. No one said anything. And that was about 6 months before it shut down. So people got lost in that fucking...
Well, they actually shut it down in the end because the signs kept going missing.
People kept getting lost. They just thought, fucking shut it, leave it.
For my wedding anniversary, my old guitar tech ended up marrying the floor manager from Top of the Pops. So they met from Busted being on Top of the Pops and we kind of went out drinking that night. And they met, now they're married, they got kids, they're very happy. And for our wedding anniversary, they gave me the Star Bar sign.
The Star Bar sign from Top of the Pops?
That when Top of the Pops ended, they stole that.
Oh, brilliant.
And they kept it in their house for all those years. And they signed it for me and said, happy anniversary. I was so stoked. It's up on my wall.
That's the best thing. That's a good rob.
That's a good rob, right? That's a good rob.
Good rob. That is the sort of thing that you can rob illegally, but actually get credit for.
Yeah.
Because, like, if you'd have taken, like, a computer... you'd be annoyed that people would get annoyed about that, but because it's a bit of memorabilia and it's unique, people kind of let you get away with it.
Fuck it, I'm going to hold my hands up. Stole a Dyson fan at the end of Big Brother from the office. I know they're still looking for it. They're still looking for it, but don't give a fuck. I've got it. I stole it. I've already got one. Now I've got two, you bastard.
So yeah, that for me is the one too far.
That's a too far. Because that's a production thing. That's
like someone on the bottom, it just said Endemol.
Someone's got to account for that. Someone's going to get in trouble. Fine.
They've got loads of cash.
Yeah, do you know what? They're doing fine. They're doing fine.
Is this why? Dyson. Is this why you can never do Top Gear?
Well, I mean, probably not for the main reason why. But yeah,
where's that Lamborghini gone?
I literally am. I'm doing a new sort of advertising campaign for this new company that's coming out, and it's to do with cars. And, you know, we're very lucky in this industry. You know, people pay you well for doing things, and we're so grateful that, you know, we can do this type of job and get paid for it. But even though I'm getting paid for what I'm doing, I'm still like, oh, so you do Range Rover Sports, you know, like when you're like, it's just the Stepney Green boy in me, that little fat ginger kid from Stepney Green that's still like a little Dell boy going like, oh, you know what, like, I bet, like, yeah, you know what, keep a tenner of this and then I'll take a car, I'll just drive over this one, I'll just take that one. I'm just terrible.
So what about when you go to like a hotel? Like, are you one of those people that takes the shampoo? If it's nice shampoo, would you take
that? Okay, I used to be. So after X Factor, yes. Because like after a show like that, you basically live in hotels for a year because you're on tour and whatever. You know what it's like.
Yeah.
But then you get to a point where you crack and you think, I genuinely can't get through this free shampoo and conditioner that I keep putting in my bag. But then I went through a stage of Nespresso pods. I got this thing in my head.
Oh, that's clever, though.
When you stay in a fancy hotel, I started robbing the Nespresso pods, but the be all and end all of it was I didn't have an espresso machine.
So you don't think this is good, then? Merely not even the stealing bit. It's the
But what about the memories?
I quite like the fact that you steal things from, like, for memories, because I don't have a lot of them. I don't have a lot of those.
It's not like necessity steal. It's not like, oh, I'm a klepto, I just got robbed something. It's things like, oh, you know, I work at Big Brother. Oh, there's a diary room chair in that lockup that says do not touch. Let's just fucking put it in the car. Like, do you know what I mean?
It's quite cool, isn't it? Like I've still got like the blazer I wore in like the Busted's first video.
I've got
that, and I love that because it's like a memory of something which I'll have forever. I wish I had more of them. Like I wish I had guitars from videos or certain things that I wore, and things like that.
Every single one of my X Factor outfits. I mean,
have you really?
Every single one of them. Yeah.
See,
every
I don't. See, that's I don't. Great. I whenever I finish a show, I get rid of all the clothes that I wore on it. I only wear black jeans and black t-shirts. Like, I just
but that's
don't bother.
The same with me. I wear the same thing for every show. You know, I'm in a pair of black Chelsea boots, black skinnies, and then a shirt or whatever. But I'm on about when I was a contestant. So like
your performance outfit.
Yeah, I hate all of them.
I hate stuff. I go to the tip twice a year with anything in the house that I deem clutter.
I'd love to go to a tip.
You can go to a tip. Why not?
Rylan, you can go to a tip whenever you want.
Is it like what? I think it is. Like, is it like the ones you see on telly where you walk up the little steps and throw
things? Yeah.
Oh my God, Rylan. The minute my tip know my name. Like, we're friends. Like, I go, I've actually got told I wasn't allowed to go back because I've got a pickup truck. And because it's a work vehicle, I can only have 12 visits a year. And they limit my visits because it's a works vehicle. And I've done them. So now I have to go in Emma's car.
What do you mean? Can anyone go? You're so out of touch.
Anyone can go to the tip.
Just don't go. Like, so, because near me,
it's a magical place.
I see a sign during like lockdown saying Brentwood tip, 3-hour wait or something like that. And I'm like, what's that mean? Like, I thought it was like an attraction.
Must be a great place for a 3-hour wait.
Yeah. And then obviously I looked it up and was like, oh my God. So obviously I know what a tip is.
You just don't go.
Yeah, I've just not been. Like, I think I'd like it.
I think it's great fun. Yeah,
what, it's cleansing. Pass, it's cleansing, Rylan.
No, you just go.
Does it all go in one thing?
No, you have to separate it all out.
Yeah, so there's one for like cardboard. You got to flatten your cardboard. Hard plastics, non-recyclables, garden waste,
electronics.
What? How many tips are there then?
Oh, Rylan, there's lots.
Loads of things there.
There's 10 metal cans. Like,
how many of these have
stuff.
We done? Like 30. My favourite moment is just, how many tips are there? Like, it's such a profound question.
You know what I mean, though? Like, so when you go there,
yeah,
there's It's like you're saying it's like the, like, not porta cabins. What are they called? Like containers.
Well, like big metal containers, yeah. And you walk up the stairs next to them and throw your stuff that you don't no longer want in it.
One for this, one for that.
Yeah.
See, I was under the impression that you walked up these stairs and it's just a hole.
No, it's like no.
Look, no, they then take these metal containers and put them in different holes. I think.
So why
probably
not just
thinking
make the
about
hole
it
there?
Well, because then
it's
you've
a
got,
good question.
It's a very good question.
So why, yeah, if that all goes to holes?
Because they like to throw it into the ocean.
What? Yeah, but why not make like a sort of spectacle of
if
it?
If you'd have
and,
told
like, have
me
this big hole with like a fence around, and like kids can go and be like, look at the hole, and you could light it up for Halloween.
If you'd have told me 10 years ago that my career would be listening to Matt from Busted explain what a tip is to Rylan, I don't think I'd have believed you. I don't think I'd have thought that this was a job.
I know what a tip is, but I thought everything went in the same thing.
Right. No, this. It's a whole new world, Ryan.
A whole new world.
Yeah,
whole
there new we go. World.
There we go.
So, I think. Right. What do you think about this one? Do you think it's good, bad, or bad, bad?
I think it's good, bad. In fact, I'm a bit annoyed that I haven't nicked more things in my life. Looking back on it, yeah, I could have nicked
also,
loads of stuff.
One day, I think it's really nice because you've got all these memories. You could open like a little museum. You know, you know, a little Rylan museum of all the memorabilia from all the shows you've done, your costumes.
I'll do it at the tip.
Yeah.
12 visits a year.
Yeah. So I think this is good, bad, Matt. What about you?
Me too. Good, bad.
Yes.
Good, bad. Well done.
Rylan, can we have your next confession, please?
So my next one is, I can loosely, I'll say this, milk my nipples.
Oh, but what?
Like if I sort of like warm it up and then like give it a good push, like stuff comes out.
What comes out of it?
What the
milky,
fuck comes out
like
of your
nipple? Milky colour.
What the fuck? No.
Is that normal?
I'm going to have a go, wait.
Do it. So like warm it up.
Also,
like,
I've got the world's smallest nipples as well.
It's a lovely set of nips. So if you warm it up and then like give it a really
nothing's
good squeeze.
Happening.
Nothing coming out of yours.
Weirdly, I know one other person that can do that and get stuff out of their nipple.
They are.
Television's Joel Dommett can do that.
There you go,
oh
me and Joel.
Oh my God, that's nothing's happening to me.
I'll come round and I'll have a go.
Okay.
Yeah, can I you need come round and milk me?
Can you milk me, please?
Yeah. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Wow, that's really, really, really interesting, Rylan.
Yeah, it was like my little party trick growing up. Like, they'd be going, go on, get your nipple out. And I'd go,
What, and you just milk?
Pissed out my head at 4 a.m, like, milking myself. Like, yeah. Walking down Romford High Street. Get your shit out.
Look at my milk.
Literally, yeah. Yeah, but no, I thought that was a normal thing.
Do you enjoy milking your own nipples?
I mean, it's not something I do all the time, but I think I did go through a stage as a teenager, sort of illegally drinking and finding it hilarious and showing everyone I could. Mm. And yeah, it did become sort of a routine. But
a friend of mine used to pierce his testicle sack with his ball bag with a needle and thread. And used to make it do like a song and dance. Like, so he'd put the needle through the testicle sack and his cock would rest on it. And he'd kind of sing songs and like move it like this.
It's weird
and it
you
was
say
the
that.
Funniest fucking shit.
Because the bottom of your sack is feelingless, basically. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, so if you were to like pinch.
Well, that's all done. Right, okay.
So if
this
you were to like get the bottom of your stack and sort of like pinch it, you'll feel the pinch, but if you sort of move your fingers, you'll sort of, it sounds really weird, but like you'll feel inside like a tube, a vein or whatever. But if you move them out of the way and then pinch, it's almost like a scar. It's just tissue.
Really?
So you can't feel it.
I had a vasectomy a couple of years ago.
Well, yeah, of course you've got like 9 kids.
Yeah, so I had 3
fucking
kids. I was like, I can't fucking do this anymore. Can't do this anymore, and I don't want to be careful. So let's just get the snip. You know, and I was like, great. So obviously it's a fucking very, very strange thing to do, right?
So you're awake, aren't you?
Oh, completely
fully
wide
awake. And you don't feel it until afterwards.
Can you smell it when it burns?
Well, the first thing you do is lie down on a table with the robe on, and you're obviously naked under the robe. They pull the robe up, so they get your junk out, and you're laying on the table, and there's probably about 10 people in the room. So you're there with your cock and balls out.
Isn't. It's yeah. just because...
well, there was loads of people in the room.
Competition on SMTV. Yeah.
Smash Hits magazine.
Come and watch Busted Smats for Sexily. Enter now. Text 63886.
Well, funnily enough, so I'm sitting there feeling really self-conscious about my cock and balls out in front of everybody. And I've had the injection, so like I can't feel anything down there. And I'm laying there, and my thing's pulled up, everything's out for everyone to see. And a lady comes over and goes, "So you're the guy from Busted?" And I was like, "No, not now."
Oh mate, no,
I was
no darling,
absolutely
I'm not.
Absolutely no, mortified. That's so what are you guys up to now? What are you guys up to now?
I was just like, getting a vasectomy, darling.
I'm getting a vasectomy right now.
Yeah,
just doing this now.
Just doing this now, straight up. Got me cock in your face.
Yeah, fucking
oh,
hell.
God, so, that's
yeah,
not the time. Absolutely not the time.
That isn't the time, is it?
Yeah, not the time.
Nah.
So anyway, back to your nipples.
I'm jealous I can't do it.
We'll train you. Don't
yeah,
worry.
I mean, you know, I've always wanted to have a weird little party trick.
I might start online Zoom classes. In my X Factor memory box, where all my stolen things are, I believe it should still be in there, that I have got Nicole Scherzinger's titty tape from her tit.
Oh, wow. What, okay.
So what's titty tape? This is the thing that holds
so
the dress in from
what,
fashion.
No. So it's not tit tape. It's like the shape of a flower, and it looks like a plaster.
Oh, I've seen these.
It suppresses the nipple coming through the dress.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have that that's been on Scherzinger's
I think I've
nipple.
Still got it, yeah.
I mean, that's got to be
quite
worth
a funny
some
night.
Money.
You could sell those. There's a weirdo on Twitter somewhere that'd pay you a fortune
for
those.
I'm sure it's still in my memory box. Obviously, me and Nicole got on really, really well. And Matt, you know what it's like working on that show. Sometimes the judges are really involved. Sometimes they are totally not fucking involved.
Yeah.
Right.
But I was really lucky because Nicole was extremely involved. And it was like a little family. And it was one night and we were in her dressing room and it was Halloween. And that week, Nicole had worn an all-in-one PVC catsuit. And whilst we're in the dressing room, obviously, if you need to go away, there's not a zip there. You have to just take it off.
Yeah.
And obviously, Nicole had to go away. And as she was going in there, the titty flower fell down. And we started laughing, and Nicole did what she did, and then come back out, and I was like, "You're not going to put your titty tape on?" She was like, "Oh no, honey, that doesn't stick anymore." And that was it. Put a new titty tape on, and as a joke, she threw it at me and went, "Go on, keep that as a joke." And I pissed myself laughing. Was then asked to go back on stage. In the moment, I've just obviously put it in my pocket rather than leave it on the floor. Gone out on stage, did what I did, got through, blah 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 blah. Got back to my hotel that night. And like was getting changed and put my hand in my pocket and was like,
"Yes!
Oh look, it's Nicole's titty flower.
That's going in the box."
Yes!
And I just thought, I literally went to throw it away and I thought, actually no, that's quite a funny story. I'll remind of that in like 8 years' time, and I put it in the box.
Oh my god. That's brilliant. Have you since reminded her of it at any point?
I haven't reminded her of the titty flower. I might text her now and just be like, "I've got your titty flower, by the way.
Send her
if
a
you
picture
want
of it.
I'll be like, "Here it is." Yeah. That's how I milk myself, is with her titty flower.
I mean, this has been quite a weird episode, hasn't it?
It has been a weird episode.
You asked me to come on.
I love it so much.
Let's do it.
You've really delivered.
I think this is fine. I think it's good, bad.
Yeah, I think it is. I would really like to see you milk your nipples sometime.
Give me a ring.
I want to see it.
Sort it out. I'll warm it up.
Can we have your next confession, please?
Yes, so my next confession is, a lot of people look at me and think, "Oh, I bet you go to all these celeb parties, I bet you go to all these premieres, I bet you do all this." And I'm very lucky, like you guys, you know, you get invited to some things sometimes, but I just fucking hate it. I hate that lifestyle. I hate the celebby side of it all. So my favourite place to go is the garden centre over the road with all the Dorises.
To shop or to go to the caff?
Go to the caf with all the Dorises. They
do
love it.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet they love you in there as well.
Really? They ain't got a clue.
Do they not?
They have not got a clue. Like a few of the workers do, but no one bothers me. You can sit there and have a little chat and a little toasty. Everyone's like, "Oh, have you seen where you got the new terracotta pots in?" It's like, yeah, and they're lovely. Like, and I just love it because it's just so normal. And I just like literally not get off on it in a sexual way. I get off on it in like a sort of normality way that it's like I can just go over the garden centre and have a nice time. But then I had the right ump about 2 months ago. I got to the point where I even had a loyalty card for the garden centre guys. Yeah, because, you know, when you're in there, I thought, oh, I'm going to pick up this little gnome, whatever. And I built up probably about 300-400 quid's worth of loyalty points.
Wow.
And I thought, that'd be nice come Christmas. I can get all the real trees with that. Lovely. Save it up for then. Well, the fucking garden centre went bust and it's changed hands and now the loyalty card don't work.
No.
My life.
Unbelievable.
That is outrageous.
Fuming.
I only discovered garden centres in lockdown.
They're brilliant.
How? They're so good.
But because I just, to be honest, Matt, I'd never gardened anything in my life. Never
I don't garden,
had
Matt.
Any interest.
Matt, I don't garden. But where else can you get a little fir tree, a Christmas bauble, a hose lock attachment, and a bit of fudge on the way out?
You're
Why
right.
Do
the
they
gift
always
shop
have
is so
fudge?
Lovely. They're
Fucking
so delicious
it.
That fudge. But it was one of the first things to open, wasn't it, in lockdown?
Yeah,
like the first things to open were garden centres. So me and Emma were there.
I get excited about different types of rock and just going over to that section outside when it's normally pissing down and it's all sat there on like pallets and it's like, oh, white rocks, oh, shale, grey shale and shit like that. I love it. Do I want it? No, the fuck I don't want it. But do I like a finger through it? Yes, I do.
I think this is lovely.
What's the best thing you've bought from the garden centre?
Well, I had a bit of hit and miss last year because I bought me Christmas tree. At Christmas, I like to have a couple of real trees as well as like the fake ones. And I bought my real tree on like the 28th of November and by the 5th of December, it had gone brown and I was really upset.
Mate.
Yeah.
I didn't want to cause a scene because, you know, I've got a cushy little number over there. So I went and bought just another one and that one, I think, is still on my drive somewhere, laying round the corner of like my office building, still going strong green from last Christmas.
Really?
It's
right.
Not planted, it's just laying on the floor. So that's still going. So the Christmas trees are always nice. But I tell you what the best thing I bought from there was a automatic hose. So an automatic reeling back hose. So I've got
so
like
it
a
reels
100
itself
meter
back
hose.
Up.
You pull it out and, you know, water this or fill up this and do that. And then wherever you're standing, I could be literally at the far end of my garden. I just literally hold it, pull it towards me slightly and then just let go. And it goes, and it goes straight the way back and folds itself up into this nice little case.
That's
so
brilliant.
So you've got to reel the hose back. Fucking love it.
That's fucking awesome. Because mine always gets itself in a bit of a tangle and like pisses me off and then...
Matt,
we'll
I'm
get a kink in it.
Now. Oh, it's called Hose Lock Auto Reel.
See, I mean, I've got a hose that does everything because I just have a gardener that's attached to it, so I don't have to worry about it. That's the secret. Everything's automatic if you can hire someone.
How is Miguel? Is he well?
He's fine.
Send him my regards.
He's fine. He's finished for the summer now.
He's a really nice guy.
I think it's such a British thing. I don't think they really do garden centres like we do anywhere else, do they?
No, I don't think so.
I think you love the CAF more than anything by the sounds of things, Rylan.
Yeah, because it's just the social hub of the Silver Surfers and I just love it. Like,
I bet Silver Surfers must love you. You've got a real...
What I'm like. Give me a Doris over a 19-year-old any day. I love it.
Right.
And I'll be chatting away and just like, how are you? It's like, how's your leg? You still got the gout. I love it. Love it.
I think this is really good, Bad. I think this is a lovely thing. I would like to come for a coffee at the garden centre with you.
Done.
Yeah.
I can bring
them. I'm also a big fan of the garden centre. And I think if my wife was on this podcast now, she'd have to say that it's now one of her guilty pleasures as a garden centre. We go there far too often. But yeah, I do like this. So I think this is, from me, good, bad.
Thank you very much, Rylan. I'm quite excited because your Supermarket Sweep's back, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's on.
It's as a guilty pleasure, I love a bit of Supermarket Sweep.
Thank you.
Of all the things, it's my favourite thing you've done.
Really?
Yeah, I really like it.
I would love to go on Supermarket Sweep. I would fucking love it. I would love
Matt,
nothing more.
We've just finished Celeb.
Oh, what? No.
Series,
I'll go on the Pedestrian. Pedestrian?
Pedestrian.
I'll go on the Toucan.
I'll go on the
please.
Civilian show.
Yeah, I love it so much. Yeah, yeah. Matt, I'd love to
celeb again.
Please do next time. I'd love to.
You two can
that.
Be a team.
I am not busy. Sign me up.
There is a jumper with your name on it.
Amazing, amazing. Ryland, thank you so much for coming on. This has been fantastic.
You,
thank you very, very
it's
much.
It's been a pleasure.
That was great, wasn't it, Ryland?
I love Ryland. Thanks, Ryland, for coming on.
I just want to go to a garden centre now. That's what I really fancy. I can't stop thinking about it. Now, thank you very much, as always, for sending your confessions in. I've got one this week, a really good one. So it goes like this. Hang on. I live in a flat with a very nice old lady who lives above me. This is what the person's saying.
Okay.
When I'm at home in the flat, sometimes, I like to sing as loud as possible. And recently, my neighbour has assumed that I have another flatmate when I live alone. And my confession is, I pretend that the flatmate exists because I'm embarrassed that she thinks it's me singing, even though it is. So, obviously, this person, this woman, has a terrible singing voice, I'm assuming. Otherwise, you'd be like, right. Yeah. Too right, it's me. Yeah. So she has a fictional flatmate. She blames her bad singing onto her lovely neighbour.
I mean, I kind of love it.
Yeah, it's really good, isn't it? As a way to like get away with stuff, just having this fictional nightmare roommate.
Yeah, she's such a nightmare. She just sings all the time.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I asked Stephanie to put the bins out and she didn't do it, did she? Oh, yeah. What a nightmare.
Sorry,
for all
of us. She was watching porn really loudly till the middle of the night as well. Sorry about that.
Yeah. I think this is a genius thing to do.
I mean, I love it. I absolutely love it. I really hope they've given her a name.
And it's a
person, like it's an actual person. Yeah, Sandra's always up to that. Yeah, I love it.
Oh god, typical Sandra. Yeah,
typical Sandra.
This is good bad, I think.
This is really good bad. You should be proud of yourself. Well done.
Yeah, yeah. If you've got any more, please send them in. We love hearing your confessions and reading them out. So if you've got one, send it to Matt or send it to me. Send it to me, actually, because I'm sick of having to wait for Matt to go through all of his private messages on Instagram because he's got hundreds of them.
Yeah, sorry about that. Probably send it to Matt. No, actually, no, do send them to me. But please stop sending me like the most hideously disgusting, vile, horrible ones that you would never want another person on the world to know about because I have to read it, then I feel dirty. But... and I'm never going to read it out.
I mean, I'll just stop messaging you.
See you next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.